Chapter 1, Conventional Wisdom. On Friday, March 11, 2011 at 2:45 Tokyo time, I was ballin'. I had just moved back to Tokyo, the world's largest city. I was 6 weeks into a VP of Asia Pacific role where I was managing 10 staff members who had asked the big boss to bring me back to Japan. I was being paid a great salary, especially for a single guy. I had a dope apartment near the train station in Tokyo's equivalent of Beverly Hills. And my pimp pad furniture was arriving the next day to top everything off. I recall it vividly. It was around 2:45 p.m., and I was going over final revenue projections for Q3 with Yuko, my Japanese country manager. Thinking about the massive bonus I was about to receive after we hit our numbers in Q3, congratulating myself on the furniture that was about to arrive at my pimp pad, smiling inside because of the 3 dates I had set up over the long holiday weekend, starting in just 3 hours. I did mention that I was single, right? Admiring Tokyo Tower from the top floor of our office, right across the street. Reflecting on how far I had come from the country roads of South Carolina and the streets of Atlanta. To put it mildly, I was pretty pleased with myself. I thought I was on top of the world at 2:45 p.m. Tokyo time. And then, snap. Or rumble, to be exact. On Friday, March 11th, 2011, at 2:46 p.m., my world changed forever. 100 miles up and a few miles off the coast of Japan near a city called Fukushima, the earth started shaking in what became one of the largest earthquakes in human history. In 20 seconds, my staff and I went from confusion and silence to concern to panic, and then to hauling ass down the steps and outside of this 9-story building that I thought was going to collapse and kill us all. I've experienced earthquakes before, so I thought this one was going to be like the other ones. The previous 7 earthquakes I had been through weren't a big deal at all. A little rumbling, and they were gone in a few seconds. On March 9th, 2 days before this one, we had a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that lasted about 10 seconds. It shook us up a good bit, but we shook it off and headed out for a team lunch right after it. For the earthquake uninitiated, which I pray to God you are, the amount of energy released during an earthquake increases by a factor of about 32 for every level you go up. For example, a magnitude 6.0 earthquake releases 32 times more energy than a magnitude 5.0. A 7.0 releases about 1,000 times more energy. And a magnitude 8.0 releases about 32,000 times more energy than a 5.0. The March 11th Fukushima earthquake was a 9.0. In earthquake preparation drills, the conventional training is to shelter where you are, or stay where you are inside the building. Why? Because many people die when coming out of buildings due to falling windows and other debris. But in that moment, when I realized I was responsible for 10 lives, and when I realized that my parents would probably have to come to retrieve my body from Tokyo, I defied conventional wisdom and called my team to action. Or in plain English, I looked at a few of my team members, saw the concern turn to fear in their eyes, and told everybody to haul ass down the 9 flights of stairs. I was the last one out as we hauled ass to safety and stable ground, thankfully without any injuries along the way. Little did I know, about 100 miles north along the coast, in a small fishing village named Fukushima, the same decision-making process was playing itself out at 2 elementary schools. At one elementary school, the teachers followed the conventional wisdom and the earthquake training drills that they had been given time and time again. They told about 80 students to gather in the courtyard just like they had practiced. At the other school down by the beach, the Japanese teachers at that school analyzed the situation, thought about the conventional wisdom, and at the moment of truth said, "Ikimasho, let's get out of here." Those teachers grabbed the students and literally headed for the hills. Unfortunately and fortunately, the rest is history. The 80 children who were led by their teachers that followed the conventional wisdom were lost forever. They all perished at the snap of a finger in the tsunami that ultimately claimed 20,000 lives. But what happened to the brave, out-of-the-box thinking teachers who defied conventional wisdom? They lived, and so did the children that they were responsible for. In the exact same way, with the exact same type of decision process, Today, millions of Americans of all backgrounds face critical periods in their lives where they have to block out the conventional wisdom, mass media, and WMDs, the weapons of mass distraction, as they decide what actions to take and what path to follow to improve their lives and the lives of people they care about. The average American is broke. 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 50% of Americans have less than $1,000 in emergency savings in a bank account. 40% of Americans have their highest credit card debt of all time. But perhaps the most confusing and surprising stat is that 36% of people who make over $250,000 a year live paycheck to paycheck. To top it off, tens of millions of Americans have deferred their student loans, have little hope of saving up enough money to buy a house, and are delaying the start of their families due to a number of factors including debt, low savings for a home purchase, $0 in retirement savings, and the fact that raising a child will cost $300,000 on average going forward. In a country that accounts for only 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's GDP, and 60% of the world's stock market capitalization, these numbers above represent a great tragedy, but an even greater opportunity. The United States has created more wealth for its citizens than any country in history. While this book shines a light on the challenges of wealth creation and preservation for Black Americans, the mission of this book is to help hardworking, self-aware Americans of all hues harness these wealth generation opportunities and build better futures for themselves and their families to make this country healthier, happier, and wealthier for all. In the coming chapters, you will be able to dig into the topics that are most relevant to you as you embark on your wealth building and wealth preservation journey. God bless you. This is Benjamin Green, the author of Building Black Wealth. Visit buildingblackwealth.com to pre-order my new book for Black Friday. That's buildingblkwealth.com.